long as I can remember, I've heard the same frustrations about the lack of jobs in our city, in particular in Derry and around the northwest, and right across the Assembly Chamber and on the airwaves, time and time again, we've debated about the legacy of the historic discrimination and chronic neglect that has stymied our economy here in Derry, and it has driven a generation of young people to leave our shores. So I'm launching a private members bill to change the way Stormont works so that Derry gets its fair share of investment and jobs. I want the Stormont to move away from its Belfast-centric policies and strategies and start doing regional development in a regional balanced way. And that's why I'm bringing the private members bill to the Assembly once it's returned after this closed down that we've currently are experiencing at the minute.
Are you confident that this Assembly will reform shortly so that you can get this process underway?
Well, I suppose I'm like everybody else. I'm optimistic one minute and I'm pessimistic the next. But this is a real big piece of work that I have been working on for months and months. The bill is I have it in draft form at the moment, and I am commencing a consultation process that will take 6 weeks. And the reason that I'm doing that now, I want, the minute the institutions are reformed, I want to be ready to present this private members bill and to get it worked through the process, because there's a process to go before the bill becomes law. But I want there to be a law put in place that means that every government department, but particularly the Department for Economy, must legislate and must invest in a regional balanced way. And obviously the Northwest region is my priority. I represent the city of Derry, and it means that those places that have been left behind and have not thrived the way other regions, particularly Belfast, have, will be mandated to actually give due regard to economic balance. So that will help us, you know, change the way, as I say, Stormont works, but also target performance for organisations like InvestNI, so that they will have specific targets to invest outside the Greater Belfast area. And it also will be a mandate for government to once and all put in policies in place to expand McGee University campus, and that's the reason behind the bill. We have had promises, we've had strategies, we've had policies, we've had nods in various programmes for government, but we have never had a legislative mandate, a statutory obligation for all government departments to invest in those places left behind. And the place that has been most left behind is the Northwest. And if this bill goes through, then there will be an obligation to invest outside Belfast.